Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pengrack.
Welcome to the Call, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week is an oldie but a goldie. Bananas are bad luck. Keep our call, Panger.
Well, a year ago, before I saw a therapist, I would say 100% yes, they are bad luck. End of discussion. End the show. Thanks for coming out. But I think I've changed my tune a little bit over the past 12 months, Dave.
Due to therapy?
Well, due to the realization that it's 100% mental. I think if you think they're bad luck, you'll manifest your destiny in bad luck, and anything that's bad happen, you will then put that voodoo on the banana. But I think if you don't believe in that, then you realize that good things can't be attributed to inanimate objects, just like bad things can't be attributed to the delicious yellow bananas. So I think that this is a question without a proper answer, because if you think they're bad luck, then they're bad luck. But if you don't think they're bad luck, then they're not bad luck. Just like forgetting your lucky hat or not wearing your lucky underwear.
I'm so torn on this one. I really, because I do believe you. It's an object. How can it be bad luck? It's a great source of potassium. Why is it a bad luck?
They're easy. They're nutritious. They're the best boat food ever.
So great to eat on the water, whether you're running, you know, anyway. I mean, it's just simple and easy. It comes wrapped. It's perfect. But I'd be honest, a lot of bad things have happened to me when there's bananas on the boats. Now, mind you, I've also been at tournaments where I've been blaming said bad things on bananas, and somebody has been eating a banana right beside me that had 22 pounds that day. So I'm like, well, obviously it wasn't bad luck to them, but I have had a rash of things, and I'm sure we're going to see comments in here by a lot of people that have had a rash of things happen in their lives when a banana was in the boat. I have nothing against bananas, but dude, I swear to you, when I was fishing tournaments back in the day, I've never, ever let my partner have a banana in the boat, because, and initially it just started because it was, you know, people said that, and trust me, a guy like me needs every reason to catch him. So there's no bananas in the boat. So I was fishing a pro-am tournament on Lake Erie, and it was the final day of the tournament, and it's a pro-am. So you're fishing with your partner, and it's a team pro-am. So you want him to catch, they want you to catch. It's all good. But dude, everything that could go wrong went wrong that day. Like everything that was backfiring, so much so to the point that, you know, like when your line goes buzzes during, like when there's a thunderstorm, lightning storm coming in, that starts happening, to the point that, dude, I literally got a zap on the end of my finger. I had a cut for the rest of that season because it built up so much of my rod. Went, teach. I didn't get hit by lightning or anything, but somehow that all built up and went into my finger. Everything went wrong. And finally, the dude admits that he has a banana in the boat.
How did that come up? Were you like, hey,
because I'm like, what the hell's wrong today? Everything that possibly could go wrong has gone wrong today. I mean, we had battery issues. We had just every issue that could happen. And he said, no, I don't have any. And then then he brings out his lunch. He starts eating banana bread. I'm like, that's freaking bananas. Oh, no. We threw the bananas. I swear we threw the banana bread. It was no longer in the banana form. We caught 20 pounds in the next 10 minutes. So for the rest of my life, you cannot ever make me think anything other than they're bad luck. It doesn't make sense to me. But in my experience, they're a great source of potassium, something I love to eat when I'm not fishing. But on the water, they are bad luck. Those old-fashioned sailors were right.
That is where it originated, isn't it? Something with like sailors and bananas with like the spiders or bugs or something that got in there.
Yeah, and they'd all get sick.
Carried on. Now, I started out this episode by the rational explanation. I will not have a banana in the boat either. I also am a big trail mix guy. I am to the point where I will only eat the chocolate and nuts trail mix because they do not have banana chips in them. 80% of trail mix has banana chips in it, if you didn't realize that. So I will go with the chocolate and nuts, the sweet and salty trail mix, instead of the healthy version of the trail mix, simply because of the bananas. And I also will not let a banana in the boat. Now, I have not had anything that I can directly attribute like you have to bad luck from bananas. However, similarly, I thought I was over this, but I will also not let anyone with a Carolina rig in the boat, because I've had an experience like this on Thousand Islands where everything went wrong the entire day in the Bassmaster Open. I had 21 pounds. I culled through five limits on the first day. On the second day, I've got three fish for seven with half an hour left. I'm like, what is going on? And I look at my co-angler's rod and he has a Carolina rig tied on. He hasn't thrown it all day. I said, is that a Carolina rig? He said, yes. I said, cut that off immediately. I said, are you planning on throwing it? I gave him the, he said, no. I said, cut that off immediately. I kid you not, Dave. The next three passes, I caught a 6-6, a 5-1, a 4¾. I filled my limit out. I had 20 pounds. It's on video of me saying, cut that off. Now we're, quote, fixing to smoke them. And we did. I just fished a Bassmaster Open this past week on Toledo Bend. Guess what I had tied on in the rod box and didn't realize it till after the event.
The
Carolina rig. I finished 141st in the event, Dave. So I'm still superstitious, even though that I have reached out to try to remedy that situation. But bananas and Carolina rigs are two things that you will not find in my boat.
I personally have no problem with Carolina rigs. But I agree. And the bananas, you got me. I thought you were all like you really, I thought you
I've
were
tried.
All.
I've really tried. I've gotten a lot better. I've gotten a lot better with a lot of the little nuances, because you have to have confidence in yourself. Like how unconfident are you if you're projecting your success on an inanimate piece of fruit
or a rig that you're not even, it's not even tied onto your rods. Never mind the freaking banana. Give Carolina rigs a shot. Like, come on. How can,
well, it's the same thing. I use it as it's a parallel.
It's your banana.
Yes. And also the banana.
When we go fishing, I'm going to Carolina rig with a banana weight.
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't know. But we both agree on this. Let's not take this to a negative. We both agree. Bananas are bad luck. We're both keeping it. Let us know what you guys think. Keep our call. Bananas are bad luck. I can't wait to hear the stories, Banger.
Oh, everyone's going to be like, oh, bananas are delicious. I caught 35 pounds with a banana.
That's not all going to be that. I guarantee there'll be some others.
Do you remember that one tournament? I think it was Rambanis showed up to his spot and someone had stuck bananas in all the stumps.
It's true. You don't remember that? Happened. Yeah.
He showed up and he's like, what the heck? And he didn't catch anything. He caught like one or two and that was it. He like broke fish off. He was all spun out. Someone in the night, like a local, had gone and stuck bananas on all the stumps in the area he was fishing. It's just a sea of bananas on stumps.
Banana gate.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
It's bizarre. That's just bizarre. Cold-hearted. That person has no soul.
Well, I mean, hey, bananas are bad luck. Looks like they agree.
Yeah.